Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, November 29th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. After a report that Apple has cut production orders on its newest iPhone models, all three of them, Greg Joswiak, Apple's VP of Product Marketing, tells CNET that the iPhone XR has, quote, been our most popular iPhone each and every day since the day it became available, and has been outselling the iPhone XS and XS Max since it became available last month. Apple said it didn't sell as many phones as analysts expected in its Q4 ending September 29th, scared a few folks, and then projected unimpressive revenue results for its next quarter, which includes the holiday season. Instagram announced new features for visually impaired people, allowing screen reader software to describe photos by reading custom descriptions added by users. If no description gets added, Instagram will attempt to describe what's in a photo using its own AI and then read its automated description of that photo out loud when a photo scrolls by. Users will have to go into a photo's advanced settings to add a description manually. Google added new features to Google Assistant speakers and smart displays, including its Pretty Please feature for families, which the company first announced at I.O. earlier this year. New Assistant Notes and List integration will include third-party support for Google Keep, AnyDo, Bringle, and Todoist soon. And Broadcast Replies, which rolls out next week, allows two-way communication between a smart display speaker and a phone or home device. Airbnb's Futures division, which is called Samara, announced a new initiative called Backyard, which the company calls, quote, an endeavor to design and prototype new ways of building and sharing homes, with the first wave of test units going public in 2019. Smaller prefabricated dwellings might be on this roadmap, but also green building materials, standalone houses, and multi-unit complexes. Backyard would act as a producer of various homes and also a marketplace for selling aspects of those homes. YouTube is expanding its Stories feature to creators with more than 10,000 subscribers. Now, unlike Instagram Stories, YouTube Stories last for 7 days on the mobile app and appear for both subscribers and non-subscribers and show up in YouTube's up next sidebar beside a video. Creators who use the tool can respond to fans who interact with a story, and those responses can be seen by anybody who views that story. YouTube Stories was first announced in November 2017. Cheetah Mobile issued a statement denying allegations that it and associated company Kika Tech are using extensive permissions in their Android apps to fraudulently claim commissions for app installs from advertisers. App analytics firm Cochava says 8 apps are involved, with more than 2 billion downloads in the Play Store and around 700 million active users. Cheetah Mobile makes Clean Master, Security Master, CM Launcher 3D, Battery Doctor, Cheetah Keyboard, CM Locker, and CM File Manager. Those are all at issue. And Kika Tech's app in question is Kika Keyboard. Cheetah invested in Kika Tech back in 2016. Meanwhile, Rosen Law Firm has opened an investigation on behalf of Cheetah shareholders. Microsoft is updating its Office icons for the first time in 5 years to better integrate its Windows, Mac, iOS, and Android Office designs. Microsoft is also making minor changes to Office, like simplifying its ribbon interface and bringing the Fluent Design System from Windows 10 to Office apps. Outlook Mobile is also set for a major redesign overhaul soon, with shared mailbox support and new gestures for accounts and folders. And finally, audio device company Sennheiser issued a fix for a software vulnerability that allowed hackers to carry out man-in-the-middle attacks by cryptographically impersonating any website. As Ars Technica very eloquently explains, at issue is Sennheiser's head setup software that establishes an encrypted WebSocket with a browser by installing a self-signed TLS certificate alongside either macOS or Windows browser trusted certificates. However, the private cryptographic key was in a format that could be easily extracted, and then hackers could use the root certificate to forge a new TLS certificate. Anyone who's used the app is being urged to make sure that those root certificates it installed are removed or blocked. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.